Hello, and thanks for joining us on the New Life Show with Dr. Michael Lightman. Hello, Dr. Lightman. Hello, everyone. Hello, Yaisha Dorel. Hello. And today, we'd like to talk about living in a bubble. We live our life. Around us, there are other people that sometimes look at us and say that we're living in a bubble. Sometimes we look at other people and we're certain that they're living in a bubble. And today, we'd like to find out what that bubble is. Be with us, Yael, please. Yeah, throughout history and certainly now, nowadays, we know that there are people that decided not to live in the mainstream, whether they decided to live in some retreat in the Galilee or somewhere in the south, or it could be in the center of Tel Aviv. People that decided to work from home, doing their own thing. Modern society and technology and everything allow us to distance ourselves from different things and to choose to be closed inside my own bubble. Now, these people, when you tell them, guys, you're living in a bubble, they say, incorrect, we're not the only ones living in a bubble. Everyone's living in a bubble. Every person experiences reality from his own point of view, sees things the way he wants to see them. And I'd like to ask, is every person living in his own bubble? For sure. But I'd like to also say that, for example, I'm living in a bubble. If we're talking about my physical life. I barely leave my room, my apartment, the place where I live and work. True? Yeah? This is how I am. And I don't feel any kind of lack as a result. Sometimes I do go out and travel, but only if there's a need for it, something that I plan ahead. But usually, it's good for me to be inside my bubble, inside my own physical place, because by that I feel that I form and build the things that I can give and serve to my students, humanity, and so on. However, it doesn't mean that I'm living in a bubble in terms of my perception of reality, intellectually, my connection with the world, my connection with other people, and so on. I have my radio, television, different kinds of media. I have thousands of students all around the world. Some say even a few millions, and so on. So, is this my bubble? Some can say, yeah, even though that it's a few millions, still it's a bubble. Okay, then what can you do? All in all, we're living on a small planet that's flying in some universe, and that's a bubble too. Everything's a bubble. And our universe too. There are many things. Who knows how many universes there are? Or it's a bubble. Therefore, I think that it's something natural. It's good and correct. A person lives inside himself. As a psychologist, you should understand me. This is your profession. And so, of course, he lives in a bubble that he has shaped for himself. By my character, nature, outlook on life, the way I'm built on the inside, the way I grasp the world, and you can very clearly see it on a child, how each has a very unique perception. And this is how he approaches the world. And he can't do anything about that. Also, the Torah says, raise a child in his own ways. So, of course, everyone builds for themselves a certain perception of reality, and this their bubble, and out of this bubble, from this bubble, or in this bubble, this is how a person relates to everything. Is it good? Is it bad? We can't say. It's life. This is how we naturally are. Everyone's living in a bubble. The same goes for animals or anyone that feels and responds to how the surrounding nature influences him. Then he lives in a certain approach and a certain attitude of how he responds with his qualities to the surrounding nature, and he lives, therefore, in a bubble. His relationship with the surrounding world. Beyond a person's natural character that, as you say, you can already see it on babies, everyone has their unique perception that they're even born with, that this is how they see reality. Beyond this, what does it mean to be in a bubble? This bubble, is it a kind of illusion or is it reality? This is a question. To the measure to which a person's closed inside his bubble, not wanting to come out, and to the measure to which he's closed and is afraid of breaching these boundaries, or does he do it on purpose in order to research these things, to be more devoted to some ideal or goal? Not wanting for certain opinions that he doesn't want to integrate with, for them to influence him or anything. There is the bubble that we build instinctively, that this is how nature forces us to develop. And we see how we choose a certain circle of people for ourselves, that besides our family, our immediate family, we have friends and so on, especially people that have the same approach, attitude toward life as we do, towards challenges and so on. And this is how we live. And also all of humanity lives in a kind of bubble. We live on a small planet that's moving very quickly through the universe. And we're living our life that if someone would look at us from the outside in, they'd say, look at the bubble that they're living in. When a person instinctively chooses things that he is instinctively drawn to, people that are similar to him, worldviews that he identifies with, and so on. You can even go and work in some non-profit organization that has the same worldview that you believe in. And it kind of disconnects you from the rest of the world, or a researcher that is researching something very specific, and all the people that he meets, they're doing the same, they're from the same genre. There's this ideological bubble or professional bubble or social bubble. Living this way, is it an advantage or not? Is it correct or not to live this way? When we're talking about people that go to outer space and they look at Earth from afar, they come back and they're already different. Their opinions change. They can no longer be bad. They're thinking about everyone already in a global and integral way. They understand that all in all, we're small creatures living on Earth. And why do we all day long want to do bad things to each other? By detaching from us, even for a short period of time, they come back with a different opinion about how we're supposed to be. Were it possible to take all of humanity and send them to outer space and bring them back, I think that we would have, by this, we would have changed our reality and our world. Actually, by this, we come out of the bubble of our current perceptions. Exactly. That by this you get a perspective that is outside of your ordinary bubble, and then when I come out of my bubble, I understand that life could be completely different. And then I agree. I agree to change myself. I do it even against my own will, because I got this new perspective through which I look at life, and I understand that life here on Earth is very limited, childish, that we're all the time in different kinds of struggles with one another, that it doesn't suit mature people, humanity, and this is how we change. Before you help us understand what's outside of the bubble, before that, I'd like to understand, do we choose to be in a bubble, or do we have to? I mean, does a person do it consciously, or that's life? To come out from the bubble or go into the bubble? To go into the bubble. No. Every person chooses these things according to his character, profession, inclinations, because we can't just exist without any boundaries, without an environment. But I choose my environment according to what I want to achieve in life. If I want to be a scientist, then I want to be among scientists. If I want to be a tailor, then I'll choose to be among tailors and so on. So it can really help me in terms of allowing me to focus all of my energy on what I want to achieve. Of course, it's impossible to be without that. Only what we're talking about here is how, by coming out of our previous bubble, can we reach a more advanced bubble. Okay, I just want to understand. You're saying that everyone has to have their boundaries, limits. We're all in a kind of bubble that does not allow us to even come out of ourselves. What is the significance of these boundaries for each of us? A person feels safe, he understands, he feels, he's somehow in control. He doesn't waste lots of energy in order to every time deal with things, but the situation is clear, known, like a person at home. He doesn't have to waste his energy to be on guard because he's at home in a convenient environment that's good for him. And still, you're saying that there's this big gap. Up until now, you explained, why should I stay in a bubble? Or why are the boundaries important to me? You also said that there are serious advantages, big advantages to coming out of the bubble. You even said that it's a more advanced evolvement or development of man. Yes, but this is a problem because a person can't do that unless he uses supernatural forces. That we live in nature the way that we do, and you can move from one bubble to another, where we change our profession or the environment. These are little things. But really? How to rise above the bubble? This is only with the help of the so-called upper force. And for this, we need the wisdom of Kabbalah. That gives a person the strength to come out of his bubble, to as if disconnect like that astronaut in space. And this way, to change even more than an astronaut, to change his life, his bubble, the space that he lives in, into something that he chooses as a more superior, eternal, whole and complete environment that he builds, not that he enters it by chance or by some foreign forces that move him from place to place, but he builds that place. This place of coming out of the bubble into something else, going back to that astronaut in order to understand this a bit better. What is that change that the astronaut goes through by moving away from Earth that allows him to come out of his bubble? You're saying that he comes back a different person. This is how they all are. All of them come back, and they don't really come back. They come back physically, but they don't come back internally, mentally, intellectually. They already take our planet into consideration differently. What is outside a person's bubble? He saw us from the outside. When he wasn't here, he felt how different it is to be detached from this life. He has a kind of feeling, kind of attainment of a kind of outer body experience that we live inside this body that's called humanity, human beings, our ego, and they already change a bit. They get a new kind of perception. And what does this allow them? It allows them to rise a bit above our life and make more objective calculations. And where is this on their axis of development? Because it sounds kind of disconnected from life. After that, they already live life in a bit more foggy way. They don't really feel the earth beneath their feet. Is it a higher or lower level of development? Higher. And still, we're not really told about this. We're not told about this at all. This on the one hand. But on the other hand, we don't see these people running for government or for some managing positions or something. They don't have that. They're given some position here, there, some job, and this is how they live their life, in a bubble.
Yeah.
Previously you said that in order to really come out of our bubble, a person needs supernatural forces, something that he does not have, and that Kabbalah allows a person to disconnect from his bubble. If we're talking about an astronaut, I understand what it means to disconnect. You get into a spaceship, you fly out into outer space, and that's that. Suppose I can't buy a ticket to outer space, to the moon. Yeah, I can go to India, but I think that's the most I could do. So you're saying that a person can get these supernatural forces that can allow him to disconnect from his bubble. What is this process? It's a big difference. If I travel to India, I exchange, as the Hebrew saying goes, a cow for a donkey, meaning one human society for another. There the ego works as well, only in a bit of a different style. And today you travel around the world, there's nothing new. Even if you take a person that lived in the center of Tel Aviv and moved to the Galilee. Yeah, I think it's not that much different than moving to India. So I lived in all of these places, and when you're talking about these supernatural forces that allow you to disconnect from your bubble, does it have to do with geographically moving, or what do you have to disconnect from? What opens up? That you go to outer space. I too was to India and to many other places in the world. I think that the difference is that you disconnect from humanity when you go to outer space. Yeah, from humanity. It's not that you're just going to climb some mountain or across the ocean, but you're disconnecting from Earth, from humanity, from this entire life that exists here on the face of the Earth. That's flying someplace between the stars. Okay, now going back to the wisdom of Kabbalah, you're saying that the wisdom of Kabbalah can give a person supernatural forces that will allow him to disconnect from his bubble like an astronaut. So, in the wisdom of Kabbalah, you don't get a ticket to outer space, right? True. So, what kind of new perception does it give a person that disconnects him from his previous bubble? You disconnect from your ego, from your calculations. This is what you have to disconnect from. Upon these calculations, I have to build different kinds of calculations. That I have no other way to come to. I have to rise above myself, my sense of self, like we're talking about leaving Earth, that our entire reality is a reality that exists inside ourselves. I have to disconnect from it. Only this way can I become free. What does it mean to rise above my sense of self, above myself? First of all, above my egoistic calculations, which is what? To my own benefit, the way I am as if depicting it now. And what do I actually reach? Then I have an entire laboratory in front of me. If I'm thinking to the benefit of others, but really to the benefit of others, others meaning that are completely unrelated to me, even my enemies, complete strangers, and so on. If I change my attitude toward them, I start feeling how much I change. This bubble, if I blow it up like a soap bubble, and I come out of myself, I feel the other. You feel that you change your foundations, your entire basis. What changes? You take others into consideration and the way you consider yourself. What does it mean that your calculations completely change? So, whatever happens in life, whatever I feel, it's completely different than the way I feel it now. Yeah? As if I've exchanged one system for another emotional, intellectual system that's completely different. Yeah? This means to come out of the bubble? You can't come out of the bubble unless you change it into something else. So it's impossible to come out of the bubble, but you can change it? Yeah, and this is how you come out, as if I come out of what? The limitations of the perception of the previous bubble? Everything that you had before, for better and for worse. By this, you really change your outlook on life. You talked about freedom. So this freedom, before we come out of our bubble, of our perception, of our attitude, calculations, and so on, we have no idea where we are. We're activating ourselves as this bubble, as our environment forces us to, and this is how I live my life. So I am the boundaries of myself. Yeah? Or more precisely put, my calculations to my own benefit create the boundaries of my bubble. Of course, I do it to myself. Who limits me, dominates me? Who's this pharaoh, boss over me? I myself. Now, these boundaries of perception that you call to my own benefit, they create a certain bubble for me, a different bubble for her, and so on. Is there a kind of limitedness in this kind of perception, and what is it? You can't come out into a new kind of perception, calculation. Am I losing something as a result? And why? Because you're not living your life. You're experiencing a world that you yourself have shaped, designed inside your own ego, in your attitude towards others, and this what you live in. And what am I losing? The truth? What is the truth? I don't know, but I've built for myself, let's call it my own kingdom, and I live in it, and it's a kind of an illusion. Of course, what does it really mean to live life? I have to get rid of what I've built, imagined, depicted for myself. Why is it that if I cross from calculations to my own benefit to calculations for the benefit of others, then by that I advance to some place. You have no choice. You can't change the bubble that you've instinctively built out of everything that was given to you into something else. You have just one option, which is what? To rise above your bubble and to be in a different kind of bubble. That is what? The force of bestowal, which is what? As opposed to entirely being in the force of reception inside myself, inside my ego, and everything that I do it out of my ego, and then this is something that I can change and reach a new kind of calculation that is to the benefit of others, to the benefit of someone that's outside of my bubble. You can call it to the benefit of others, but really it's to your own benefit. What do you mean? Because by this, I extend my bubble, my vessel, my world. It becomes infinite. You actually expand yourself. The bubble is right now closing me in. It's like safe, comfortable, saves energy, like a baby in his crib. But actually, my broader state is to come out of the bubble and to live, experience something broader than myself. And this is what the wisdom of Kabbalah allows us. In the future world, in a more evolved evolution, in a more evolved society, will there be bubbles? Always. But we'll all the time try to expand them limitlessly. This is amazing. Dr. Leitman, thank you very much. Thank you, Yael. Thank you for being with us. Till next time, all the best.